And right now it's time to once again dim the lights and light all the candles. We're going to try to raise the ghost of Babe Ruth. We have the seance music. I don't know if we're not big, strong Jeremy in there anymore. I mean, he's back in a couple days. But
he's not there today.
He's not there today. All right, let's just, without the seance music, let's just concentrate.
All right.
Let's do, you want to hold my hand?
No, I don't want to hold your hand.
All right, just concentrate.
All right.
Come in, Babe Ruth. Come in, ghost of Babe Ruth. We want to talk about the curse.
What's happening here? Where am I going? What's going on, you see? Who is it, you see?
Is this the Bambino?
It's the Bambino. That's right, George Herman Rove.
Hey, it's the Dunham and Miller Show on The Ticket, an all-sports radio station in Dallas.
Why, I ought to pummel you, you see? You're disturbing my eternal rest, you see? I'm too busy for this. Well, I'm busy eating steak and smoking cigars.
Well, we've talked to you before.
Oh, yeah, how you doing? George, Craig, how are you?
Yeah, that's us, good. The Musers.
Yeah, yeah, I love you guys. Hey. I love you guys, and I love heaven, I tell you. We've had a lot of great arrivals, you see.
Oh, yeah, like who?
Rodney Dangerfield and Ken Caminiti.
Oh, yeah, another good baseball player.
That's
yeah
right, you see.
Mm-hmm.
No Christopher Reeve, though.
All right, stop it.
What do you mean, he didn't make it there?
Haven't seen him.
Okay, well, maybe you just haven't seen him. Well, we wanted to talk to you about... about the Boston Red Sox and the lifting of the curse. Did you have a direct hand in this? Did you finally say enough is enough and lift your curse?
Yeah, I tell you what, I lifted the curse, you see. It was all me, I tell you. All me. I hate to be a stoolie on this, but it's all me, I tell you.
What did you do?
I lifted the curse. Lifted the curse, I tell you. I want to make sure that the Red Sox won the series this year because I'm so tired of hearing those Red Sox fans playing for victory. Praying for victory, I tell you, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I bet you are tired of that.
They all end up selling their souls to the devil. The devil, I tell you. But that's not the reason I lifted the curse.
Why?
I can't stand that little A-Rod.
Oh, you don't like A-Rod?
Yeah, even A-Rod annoys me. He's so fake good guy. I can't stand it, you see.
Yeah, oh, but he's a Yankee, though.
Yeah. Yankee. Yeah, I tell you about the Yankees. I can see everything up here, and I'm going to drop dime on someone because of it, you see?
Really? Uh-oh.
Derek Jeter, I tell you. Gay, I tell you.
No,
he's not.
Oh, he sure is. He wears garters on his getaway sticks.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Yeah, he don't like the Dames, you see. I like the Dames. Maybe too much. You see?
Why do you people from the 20s talk like that?
I swear to you, the Yanks won't win another World Series until Dana Reeves dates another guy in a wheelchair, you see? That's my new curse.
Well, that is quite a curse. That is quite a curse. Babe Ruth joining us from heaven here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I promise you something else, Shane.
What?
The Rangers, they'll never win another series either.
Oh, you got a curse on them too?
No, not a curse, they just suck. They'll never win.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, you can't say
yeah,
that.
That's just fact there. It's more of a thing of omniscience than omnipotence there.
I see.
Yeah,
Shane.
Yeah, I tell you, yeah.
Well, what else is going on in heaven?
Don't ask me that, you dirty rat. You're a dirty rat. Why? I
oughta. Gonna what?
I'm gonna pound you.
Yeah.
It's the same thing Tommy Lee said to Pamela Anderson on that boat.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, what else?
Well, I just pleasured myself while watching Mary-Kate Olsen vomiting into a filthy commode in the Bronx.
Oh, my God.
Is that so wrong?
Babe, you're out of control.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm running out of time here to talk to you. Running out of time, I tell you. But, Craig, I just want to say that you've been praying to me a lot lately.
I have.
So here's looking at you, kid.
Oh,
you're not supposed to pray to Babe Ruth.
I don't.
I'm fading out, you
see. Oh, he's Babe?
Faded out.
Oh, he's faded out.
Fading out, you see.
All right, well, we've made contact.
Does that explain
the great
it?
Beyond again.
He did have something to do with it. So.
Yeah, I guess so. He's just annoyed by A-Rod like every other Yankee, I guess.